that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters. Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620. I get knocked down, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Stuck on the ground, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Keeping my head up high, high, high.
Good morning and happy Monday to you. I'm Jenna Barr. Thanks for tuning in to News Radio Pensacola. It is the Pensacola Expert Panel, and we are going to put a little pep in your step and encourage you this morning to get involved in your community. You can do that here locally, and we're going to share how. If you have a question this morning, a comment, 850-437-1620 is the number to text in. Again, that's 437-1620 here at News Radio Pensacola. All right. So this morning, if you don't know, we have our sister station, Cat Country 98.7. We work hand in hand together with many organizations throughout Pensacola area, Escambia, Santa Rosa County, to help make changes in the world. And really, it does start right here in your own community, with your neighbors, in your backyard. And so every year, Cat Country is involved with something that is absolutely incredible. And so we're going to share a little bit more about that, the upcoming Radiothon, in just a moment. And so I have a very special someone here in studio this morning to share a little bit more about what the Radiothon is, of course, who it impacts, how you can get involved, when it's happening, all of those things and more. So let me go ahead and welcome Children's Miracle Network Coordinator, Michaela McCarthy. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Is this your first time on radio?
It is, actually, yes.
She's dressed beautifully. You would have thought we were going to be on TV. So she was ready to shine and ready to share. And so let's go ahead and get started, though. As the Children's Miracle Network Coordinator, what does that really entail?
Yeah, so the Studer Family Children's Hospital, they are a member network hospital of Children's Miracle Network. So we have, Children's Miracle Network has hundreds of hospitals around the nation that help support and fundraise for local children's hospitals in the area, such as Studer Family Children's Hospital. We have a number of partners in the area, such as Walmart, Publix, Ace Hardware, CEFCO, that they fundraise throughout the year for Studer Family Children's Hospital. So whenever you go to a Publix or Walmart and they ask you to round up or to donate to Children's Miracle Network, it stays local here in Pensacola, and it goes directly to the Children's Hospital.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. That's an excellent reminder. What is the thing we should look for when they ask you to donate?
Yes. So most of the times it'll be a roundup. They'll say, hey, would you like to round up for Children's Miracle Network? And if you see the logo, it has a yellow and red balloon.
That's right.
That is us right there. So most of the time they try to incorporate the Studer Family Children's Hospital logo right next to it. So you can make that connection.
Okay. Excellent. So if you've seen that and you've donated, hey, drop on into our text line at 437-1620. We'd love to hear from you. So we're talking about the Radiothon, the 2024 Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon. It's coming up, oh my goodness, this week.
This Friday.
How long have you been planning for this?
Gosh, maybe since last year.
Wow.
Once that last year's Radiothon was over, we went ahead and started meeting again with Brent and Mel and Channel 3 WAR of just what we can do for this year and how we can improve and just make it even more exciting for the community.
That's amazing. And so it's coming up this Friday, August 16th. It's going to be held in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital. But of course, you don't have to arrive in the lobby to be a part of this mission. So let's break it down a little bit, kind of how it's going to start and finish, what's going to happen throughout the day.
Yeah. So we will kick it off at 5 a.m. and we'll hear from with Brent and Mel throughout the day. We'll have stories from patient families highlighting NICU stories, the neonatal intensive care unit this year. We'll be hearing from different other departments and service lines, hospital leadership, volunteers, caregivers, a bunch of just amazing individuals.
Okay, kicking off at 5 a.m. And yes. I want to recognize that this is the sixth annual Cat Country Cares for Kids yes. Radiothon. So for 6 years, and each year is different in where the funds go. Yes. I believe last year was to have the neonatal transport. So was that what that one was?
Last year was focused just strictly on expanding care and services.
It was the year before was. Okay, yes. I'm getting my years mixed up. Well, sometimes the days bleed all together.
I know.
Okay. And so this year, though, we have a new goal.
Yes.
And I want you to share a little bit more about what the funds will go to.
Yes. So this year we will be fundraising for 72 Angel Eye cameras. So these cameras will be placed in each of the neonatal intensive care unit rooms. We have 72 in the hospital. We have two floors, level 2 and level 3 NICU. So what the Angel Eye camera does is it provides a 24-hour connection to patients, families, and friends, whoever they want to give that connection to, so they can see their baby from their laptop, from their phone, from wherever they are. If you have dad or moms on deployment, if they are out of the country and they're not able to be there with their baby,
wow.
They'll be able to still have that connection while not being physically present.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes.
You don't really think about the NICU families as much as we really should. I was sharing with Michaela before we came on air that my very best friend had two NICU babies, and one in 2020 when everything was shut down and nobody could go visit. Mm-hmm. And there is so much pressure, so much stress, so much unknown when it comes to having a child in the NICU.
Yeah.
And you just, man, we don't think of them enough. And it's right there. So many of us drive by the hospital mm-hmm. so often. Of course, you know, there's so many other things that are going on there that we also recognize we don't think of enough. But that longing to be close to your baby
yes.
right after you give birth is something like I can't imagine as a mom mm-hmm. not being able to hold them 24/7
yes.
and offer that, you know, skin to skin, one-on-one love mm-hmm. and comfort. And there's so many amazing unsung heroes when it comes to the nurses. So being able to have this extra layer of comfort for mm-hmm. the parents, for the family. Wow. What a beautiful blessing.
Yes. It's going to be such a stress relief almost mm-hmm. for those families. My cousin had her baby in the NICU. She was there for 10 days. And whenever I was speaking to her recently about what we're doing this year and what we're fundraising for, she just immediately went back to that time and place and how she would call 4 to 5 times a night just checking up on her baby. And she was like, wow, if I had these cameras back then, it would have just been so amazing to, once I had to go home, take a shower, I could just log into my camera and see my daughter there
yeah.
and just have that connection and know that she's all right, she's being taken care of, she has an amazing care team, and I don't have to stress, you know.
Right. And so. Make those phone calls over and over mm-hmm. again. It also probably relieves some stress off of the NICU nurses
yes.
that are there doing their rounds, handling each baby, because each baby is a patient.
Yeah.
So they're having to, you know, keep track of each vitals and any kind of medication and any treatment that's going on. And so, you know, that's just one less thing for the phone operator to be able to handle. And such an extra connection.
Yes.
And like you said, just that relief, that sigh of relief. And so if you're just tuning in, it is 9:15 here at News Radio Pensacola. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel. We are chatting about the 6th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon coming up this Friday, August 16th. We want the public to be involved as partners with Sacred Heart, with partners, of course, our sister station, CAT Country 98.7. We want to see change. We want to see development when it comes to our community. And knowing, you know, maybe you don't know somebody who has had a NICU baby, but just, you know, take a step back as we take a break. If you're just going to hang out with us for a little bit longer and just think, man, what would I want if I were in their shoes? Just think about that for a moment. And then think about maybe what you can give coming up on Friday. All day long, there will be an opportunity to give. And we're going to share a little bit more on how when we come back. But just think about it. It's a hard thought process for me as a mom, and it probably is for many people. But man, what a great gift that it will be to have the Angel Eye program, the 72 cameras for the neonatal intensive care unit at our very own Sacred Heart Children's Hospital. Just for all these families, what a blessing and lives that it will change. So hang on tight. We'll be right back. If you'd like to text in, 850-437-1620. Welcome back. It's 9:20. Good morning to you and happy Monday. Also want to say happy back to school day for many of our kiddos in Escambia County. I'm seeing a lot of school buses all over the roads and I'm really happy about it. I know some of the kids are, you know, groaning a little bit, but you know what? We're very grateful for all of our teachers. We're very grateful for our community. We're grateful for everyone who makes things happen throughout Escambia and Santa Rosa County here in Northwest Florida. And talking about our community, we want you to get involved. Coming up this Friday, we have our 6th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon with our sister station, Cat Country 98.7. We have been hanging out with Michaela McCarthy. She's the Children's Miracle Network coordinator with Sacred Heart Children's Hospital. And we are together with our community, with all of the partners who we will mention here in a moment, fundraising for the Angel Eye program coming up this Friday. And this is 72 cameras for the neonatal intensive care unit. This provides support by enabling parents and their family members to see their babies 24 hours a day through a secure account accessible from laptops, tablets, or smartphones. This is incredible. I can't imagine being a parent in that moment and not being able to just love on your baby. And shout out, like I mentioned before, to, of course, all of the NICU unit workers, everybody from so much of you don't think about it, the people who do the laundry, who are cleaning, who are maneuvering around to create a safe, clean environment for those babies to thrive, the nurses, the doctors, the entire hospital staff, huge shout out to them. And you can make an impact coming up this Friday. So, Michaela, so over 4,500 babies are born in our hospital every year.
Yes, over 4,500 babies in the community are born at Sacred Heart Hospital, and then over 1,100 of those babies are admitted to the NICU each year.
And that can, NICU time can range from a day up to how many months have we seen?
I think I was doing a tour in the hospital a few weeks ago, and we ran into one mom who said her baby had been in there for over 162 days.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Oh, mama. Oh, baby.
So they can be there from 2 days to almost a year.
Yeah.
It really just depends and shows that, you know, they have to.
Each situation is different. Yeah. Wow. And we want, of course, a safe environment for them, to thrive in, to grow in, to get ready to graduate, right? You graduate from the NICU.
NICU graduates, is what we like to call them whenever they are leaving our hospital.
I think that's awesome. And so this is the 6th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon. And the Radiothon has raised over $630,000 since 2019.
Yes. Truly incredible support from the community that we receive each and every year. And it's also just amazing to see what we have funded in the past and see where that is today.
Wow. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about a couple of things that the funding has gone to over in the past, but how can we get involved? So if we show up on Friday or if we call on Friday or before Friday, how can we donate? Where can we donate? Let us know so we can get that money flowing, get those funds, and get those Angel Eye cameras up and running.
Yes. So we can actually start donating online right now. If we want to go to our website, givesacredheart.org, and go to our Radiothon website, and our link should be there. On Friday, you can start donating by calling 850-416-KIDS into our telephone bank, and we will have our wonderful group of volunteers answering, taking those donations. And or you can come into the hospital. You can come see us, come say hello, and donate in person.
I love that. So givesacredheart.org.
Yes.
And also save this number this morning, 850-416-KIDS. Of course, that will give you the opportunity to call in one of the volunteers. We'll take all of your information and get you all set up. Of course, want to give a huge shout out to the volunteers who are involved. Everyone who's involved, I'm sure it would take literally all day to recognize everybody who has been a part of past radiothons, who are involved in the present, who will be involved in the future. So huge blanket shout out to every single volunteer, every participant, every partner. Of course, past areas funded through Radiothon, the Bear Family Foundation Pediatric Oncology Center for Hope, the neonatal transport units, and of course, expanding the children's programs and services. So much happens with this radiothon. It doesn't matter how much you give, every little bit counts. So just consider today, if you're a prayerful person, pray about it. If you meditate, meditate about it. Just think. Or if you're somebody who's just nudged already and wants to see, maybe you've been in that situation in the NICU and you want to make sure other families get that comfort that maybe you didn't have and see that change, go ahead and save that. Again, givesacredheart.org or save the number 850-416-KIDS. We'll be right back before we wrap things up here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. All right, we are back and wrapping our time up with our friend Michaela McCarthy. She's the Children's Miracle Network Coordinator, sharing how you can get involved with the upcoming 6th Annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon. It is happening this Friday, August 16th. Three ways to give: givesacredheart.org, or you can call 850-416-KIDS, or you can text CAT KIDS, that's CATKIDS, text it to 515-555. Thank you, Michaela, for joining me. We are looking ahead to the future and we can't wait to see all those cameras and all those angel eyes over those babies.
Yes, thank you so much for having me on today. And I just can't wait to see what our community will do this Friday.